Good afternoon. I'm Rusty Melberg. News time 12 noon, 76 degrees outside, expecting a high near 84 under partly sunny skies, humid out there as well. Milwaukee police are investigating an apparent murder from last evening. According to media reports, witnesses saw two men on bicycles riding up to a car and shooting its 19-year-old driver. The car then veered out of control and slammed into a parked vehicle. Authorities said one man in the motor vehicle was shot in the head and another person was shot in the shoulder. There was no word on arrests overnight. Two people were killed after a pair of vehicles collided head-on in Waukesha County. It happened around 12:30 yesterday afternoon on the Highway 16 Expressway in Neshota. Sheriff's officials said both fatal victims were in an eastbound car that crossed into the opposite lanes and slammed into an oncoming vehicle. One person's reaction to the accident scene.
Sad. It's horrible. But just tragic.
A man and two children survived the crash. They were taken to Frederick Hospital, and officials said at least one of those people were in critical condition. The mishap was still under investigation at last word. A 27-year-old gunman shot and wounded a Taylor County Sheriff's deputy and fled, resulting in a three-hour manhunt that ended with his arrest. It all started early last evening when deputies were told that a man wanted for violating a court injunction was hiding at a home near Westboro. A standoff took place, and officials said it ended a short time later when the gunman shot and wounded the deputy. There was no word on how badly the officer was hurt. Officers from six counties helped Taylor County and Medford officers in the manhunt. The suspect was nabbed around 9:05 last night and was taken to the Lincoln County Jail in Merrill. There was no immediate word on what prompted the suspect to hide or what triggered the standoff. More details are expected to come out later today. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is claiming his military had no involvement in last month's deadly chemical weapons attack that killed hundreds. A portion of his interview with PBS's Charlie Rose aired on CBS this morning. Meanwhile, President Obama is gearing up for a media blitz as he makes his case for a military strike against Syria. The president will give six television interviews today ahead of his address to the nation tomorrow night. Syria is apparently open to international control of its chemical weapons. Russian leaders have called for the move earlier today to possibly head off U.S. military strikes. Earlier today, Secretary of State John Kerry said Syrian President Bashar al-Assad could avoid American military strikes by surrendering all the country's chemical weapons within 1 week. Kerry later said he wasn't making a serious offer. As the team of UN inspectors continues to analyze the evidence brought back from Syria after getting reports of a chemical weapon attack last month, the UN head is still pressing for a diplomatic solution. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon tells reporters Monday he still favors convening international talks in Geneva to discuss the Syrian crisis and negotiate a solution.
It is important that we continue to pursue to convene a Geneva conference as soon as possible. This political solution is the only viable option at this time.
Ban Ki-moon also said he would support an international response if the evidence shows that chemical weapons were used. Motorists who use Highway 42 in the north side of Sheboygan will have another traffic hurdle to deal with starting today. The city of Sheboygan said the installation of asphalt overlay over the existing pavement will take place on Calumet Drive between North 25th Street south to Main Avenue. The project will force various lanes to close at different times, along with periodic traffic delays. At the very least, one lane in each direction will remain open to traffic. The project is expected to be completed by September 27th. State Senator Glenn Grothman is again pushing to legalize raw milk sales in Wisconsin. On Sheboygan's Morning News last Friday, the West Bend Republican said a Senate committee will take up his bill on the matter this Wednesday. The bill would let farmers sell unpasteurized milk directly to customers under certain guidelines, such as being registered with the state. Grothman said more and more health experts are using raw milk in their own lives.
You know, over time, chiropractors, nutritionists, health-conscious people are more and more drinking raw milk. But right now there's a law that I think is probably outdated.
Opponents say even one disease outbreak from the product could negatively affect Wisconsin's multi-billion-dollar dairy industry. It could take up to 3 months to close the Lakeshore Drive Railroad crossing in North Fond du Lac after the village board voted unanimously to close the crossing last Friday. Last week, the Federal Railroad Administration lifted the quiet zone in the neighborhood and ordered train horns could be sounded at the crossing. That's something that could occur up to 160 times a day. The order was the result of two accidents at the crossing that happened in 2007. The village claims those accidents weren't related to driver safety issues. Two Sheboygan elementary schools have again received state recognition for having children of low-income families perform above state education averages. The State Department of Public Instruction announced last week the 167 schools that will receive Title I Schools of Recognition Awards this school year. Jefferson Elementary and U.S. Grant Elementary in Sheboygan have been named Beating the Odds schools for having above-average student achievements in reading and mathematics, while ranking in the top 25% of high-poverty schools in the state. This is the sixth straight year for Jefferson to receive this award, while it is the fourth straight year for U.S. Grant. And this month is Preparedness Month in Wisconsin, and Wisconsin Emergency Management's Director Todd Pritchard is urging residents to be a hero. He says taking some simple precautions at home and with your family can help save lives. Pritchard says you should make a plan for what to do in an emergency, which details how to get in touch, and where to meet. Putting together an emergency supply kit for your home and vehicle should also be on the list. Taking another look at your weather forecast, partly sunny skies and warm, a high near 84. We're expecting another warm day tomorrow with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. I'm Rusty Melberg for WHBL News. News time 12:06. Time to head back to Rush Limbaugh.